This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple road, railway and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said these projects will give a new momentum to development in West Bengal and eastern India.
सड़क रेलवे और पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इनसे जुड़ी 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की परियोजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट पश्चिम बंगाल और पूर्वी भारत को नई रफ्तार देंगे। इनसे व्यापार और उद्योग को बढ़ावा मिलेगा। खड़गपुर मोरेग्राम एक्सप्रेसवे के पूरा होने से पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक हिस्सों में आर्थिक गतिविधियां तेज होगी। दुबराजपुर बाईपास, कंसावती, शिलावती नदियों पर बनने वाले बड़े पुल, इनसे कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर होगी।
The Prime Minister highlighted the central government's efforts to rapidly expand West Bengal's railway infrastructure as well. The Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for several shipping and port-related projects. He said the initiative will accelerate cargo operations, enhance the port's capacity and create new facilities to facilitate trade. Later, addressing the Parivartan Sankalp rally at historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, Prime Minister Modi characterized the upcoming assembly elections as a battle to protect the existence and soul of Bengal. The Prime Minister also accused the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base.
हमारे बंगाल ने आजादी के बाद विभाजन सहा, विभाजन की आग देखी, मजहबी दंगे देखे, बाद के दशकों में अस्थिरता देखी, घुसपैठ का दौर देखा, रक्तपात सहा, इस सब की सबसे बड़ी भुक्तभोगी अगर कोई थी तो बंगाल की माताएं, बहनें, बेटियां, बंगाल की महिलाएं थी।
The Prime Minister also alleged that the state government attempted to sabotage the rally by closing bridges and blocking vehicles to prevent BJP supporters from reaching the venue. Mr. Modi accused the TMC of blocking welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat and PM Kisan for political reasons. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam today. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely early this morning. Special Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi this evening. He said these vessels, carrying 92,700 metric tons of LPG, are expected to reach Gujarat ports early next week. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. The Joint Secretary informed that commercial cylinders have been kept at the disposal of state governments and the distribution of commercial cylinders in 29 states and union territories has begun. Additional Secretary Gulf and the Ministry of External Affairs, Aseem Mahajan, informed that 1,72,000 Indian nationals have returned home from the West Asia region since the 28th of last month. Speaking at the briefing, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He noted that some BRICS members are directly involved in the current situation in West Asia and the differences among member countries have made it difficult for the grouping to forge a consensus. India finished on top of the medal standings at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix, securing a remarkable 208 medals as the three-day competition concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The host nation won 75 gold, 69 silver and 64 bronze medals. Russia finished second with 35 medals, while Bosnia and Herzegovina placed third with three. The final day saw several standout performances from Indian athletes across track and field disciplines. And with that, we end this news bulletin.